Welcome back to another episode of Talking Stuff on Letterman Row. I am your host, Jeremy Birmingham. Today, it is your midweek stuff. We are talking again about the quarterbacks. We're going to start there. Ohio State offered, officially, C.J. Stroud, the four-star quarterback from Rancho Cucamonga, California, who announced that offer on Tuesday night. Now, C.J. told me that the Buckeyes had actually offered him about 2 weeks ago, but as he's done in the past, he wants to wait until he gets on campus and makes a visit before he announces an offer, which I guess is a good way to do it, making sure that he's a little bit more familiar with the school rather than just promoting the offers that he receives for clout. CJ, 6'3", 195-pound right-handed quarterback. He's the country's second-ranked pro-style quarterback now, according to 247 Sports. He has absolutely skyrocketed up the rankings since the summer after winning the Elite 11. Now, again, we talked a little bit about his visit on Sunday night. CJ made the trip for the Michigan State game. He's a player that Ohio State is interested in and has been for a while now. But what's interesting about him is his relationship with Quincy Avery, the quarterback coach for Justin Fields, the quarterback coach for Dwayne Haskins, Quincy Avery's relationship with Ryan Day. From what I understand, it was actually Avery who saw Stroud at the Elite 11 and told Ohio State about him and said, hey, this might be a guy you want to look at. The Buckeyes then did. They began to make that relationship happen, and here we are now today. The offer being public isn't going to change a whole lot, okay? What it does do for Ohio State is put them in a position where everyone now knows exactly who they're going after to be that second quarterback to complement Jack Miller. C.J. Stroud is still going to make official visits elsewhere. He's expected to go to Oregon. He's expected to go to Baylor. He's expected to return to Ohio State. I think that's probably going to be the Penn State game in November, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. It could be the game against Maryland in early November, or it could be in early December and not be a game backdrop at all. So it is something to watch. I think right now Ohio State is positioned to be the team to land C.J. Stroud. If and when that does happen, of course, the natural question mark for everyone is what happens to Jack Miller, right? So Jack has said over and over, he doesn't care if Ohio State adds another quarterback in the class. So we want to take him at his word. I think that's the primary response, and it's hopefully, the one that everyone should be taking. The reality is, though, it's not that simple. This is a quarterback who has been committed to Ohio State for almost a year and a half. Quarterback is a position that in most classes, there's only going to be one guy. When Jack made the decision to commit to Ohio State, that was the intention for the Buckeyes, was to only have one guy in this class. But things have changed in the last year. And that's because Joe Burrow left. That's because Tate Martell left. That's because Matt Baldwin left. That's because Dwayne Haskins left after his sophomore season. So once that all transpired, Ohio State had no choice but ultimately to tell him, hey, we're going to have to find another quarterback in this class, because the Buckeyes would prefer to find another prep quarterback as opposed to a transfer portal guy or a rent-a-quarterback. They want somebody that they can develop, because that's more Ryan Day style. What's going to be going on from here is certainly going to be worth watching. Jack Miller is going to be at Ohio State on October 25th for the weekend against Wisconsin when Ohio State hosts the Badgers. That's going to be a sit-down between him and Ryan Day and the coaching staff. Mike Yurcich, Day's offensive coordinator, passing game coordinator, quarterback coach, was in Arizona on Wednesday, stopped in and saw Jack Miller, also went to California to see C.J. Stroud. Make no mistake about it, those are the quarterbacks the Buckeyes want in this class. So they want it to be Jack Miller and C.J. Stroud. Is that going to happen? I guess we'll find out. I don't think it's outside of the realm of possibility that Miller ends up taking visits somewhere else just to kind of feel his way around. But I do believe, from talking to Jack Miller, from talking to his family, from talking to people around Ohio State, Jack himself has made it pretty clear that his desire is to stay committed to Ohio State, and he wants to play quarterback for the Buckeyes. So we'll see how that goes. Moving away from the quarterback now, I want to talk briefly again about the running back situation. On Sunday night's edition of Talking Stuff, we talked about Kevontre Trey Bradford from Lancaster, Texas, and his visit. I've got a little bit more feedback about that from people close to Bradford, who said that the visit on his side was pretty great. There's a lot of momentum in his mind between him and Ohio State, but I think, and what I tried to infer, I guess, on Sunday, was that I'm not sure that the Buckeyes are ready to make a move and lock that down with Bradford at this point, because I do think that they're still interested in talking more with Mayan Williams out of Cincinnati, Winton Woods High School, and Jahmyr Gibbs, the running back from Georgia, who's committed to Georgia Tech. Ideal situation for the Buckeyes would be that they get all three of those guys on campus before really locking it down with one or another, so that they can figure out which guy is the best fit for the culture of the program and the offense. That's where we are there. Finally tonight, we're going to talk about the defensive backs, because again, as we've mentioned multiple times, there's only four spots out there right now for Ohio State: a quarterback, a running back, a defensive lineman, and a defensive back. Ryan Watts, who decommitted from Oklahoma a week ago, is still on the board. There was some discussion that he might take a visit to Texas A&M this weekend. I don't think that's going to happen. I still think that Ryan Watts will end up committing to the Buckeyes. I don't know when, but I think it will be sometime soon. Once that happens, I think it all but shuts down the opportunity and possibility of the Buckeyes bringing in another defensive back, unless it's a guy like Elias Ricks or Keely Ringo, both of which I personally place the odds of them ending up at Ohio State close to zero. There is Jaden Francois, out of Miami, who just recently decommitted from the Hurricanes. And he's going to take an official visit to Columbus next month. And I think that that's a visit that right now is sort of a backup plan for the Buckeyes. I don't have that on any good authority. It's just the way I feel about it. I don't see the numbers being there right now for the Buckeyes, even though there is some obvious concern that both Jeff Okuda and Sean Wade will end up departing for the NFL after this season. If that does happen, if the Buckeyes start to feel like that's more and more of a possibility, maybe there's a need for an additional defensive back in this class, and maybe that's where Jaden Francois finds his way in. I believe he wants to end up at Ohio State. That's why he recently reopened his recruitment, and he made a visit to Ohio State in the summer, a trip that he made on his own dime from Miami to come up and spend a day with Jeff Hafley and the Buckeyes. I know he's very high on him, so that's kind of where things are right now at three of the key positions for Ohio State. This is your midweek edition of Talking Stuff on Letterman Row. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks.